Well, lots of them would and had big timber here and these big bottoms, and
they'd work
five. They worked three in the breast and two in the back, two wheelers, and they'd ride one of the wheelers. The driver would, he'd ride the wheeler. Of course, they had big timber then, and now they have small timber. But they'd have big timber and big mules. Now they have cats and tractors and trucks and everything like that, all different.
Mm-hmm. Well, now how about on a wagon wheel, now that part in the middle, what would it be called?
It'd be called a hub.
And then?
The spokes.
Uh-huh. And then what do those spokes go into?
They go in the rim, and you have a wooden rim, then you have a wooden feller that's around there, and then the outside would be a steel rim.
Oh, I see. Outside the wooden feller.
Yeah, the wooden feller is what the spokes went in.
Uh-huh.
And then after you got all that fixed, and then you steel circle wheel, circle arm,
mm-hmm.
went around the whole thing, mm-hmm. and they put that on there tight mm-hmm. at the blacksmith shop, and they mostly put that in with all that timber dry.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be, more or less, might be a little loose, but they'd tighten it up by rolling it in water. You know, let that water swell it up, and then they'd soak it in crisp seed oil and boil it in linseed oil,
uh-huh.
and he'd boil the water out and boil the linseed oil in, and then it would stay tight. And of course, a lot of them, they knew how to do it. People knew how to do it because they had to. That's the only way they had it going anywhere. And they'd always have an extra wheel with them or something like that. Because they used to go from right in here all the way to Little Rock. Take one day to go away and one day to come back.
Oh.
In a wagon.
In a wagon. Well, now, you were talking about on a buggy, that the axle, on a wagon, was it still called an axle?
Yeah, most of them they were out of wood.
Uh-huh, on a wagon.
But they have steel hubs on the end, spindles.
Uh-huh. Be
steel spindles, and then the hubs would go, and the hubs would have boxings in there, and then boxings, you'd have to grease them.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd work like that.
Oh, they grease them.
You have to use this old axle grease, or just old heavy grease that wouldn't melt, so it wouldn't get too hot. Because it wouldn't get too hot just for going down the road, just unless the team run away. But just going down slow, you know, it wouldn't ever get too hot. But still, you could have a load of cotton on there, a load of corn, it might get dry and then get hot, but you want to grease them every few days.
Oh, so they greased them every few days?
Yeah, you take them, they had a big tap on the end of it, and you grease them every few days. And you tell when they got dry, it goes creaking sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing you weren't supposed to do.
What was that?
Put them taps on old goose's head, because you couldn't get them off.
Oh.
That's right.
Really?
No, you take, if I had a bunch of geese and they'd come out here one Halloween night and they'd decide they want to have a lot of fun, so they take them taps off my wagon and they put them over them geese's head, see they slip over.
Uh-huh.
Then when I went to take them off, all that old hide was getting away, and I couldn't get them off. And about the only way you can get that tap off that old goose's head is wring her neck off.
Oh.
Wasn't that awful?
That's awful.
But it would. You couldn't get them off. They said you couldn't get them off till you lied. It just wouldn't come off. You could grease that old goose's head, you could pull all the feathers off, and it would roll up on that tap. We'll see the threads in that tap,
mm-hmm.
and it would cause that to roll up. But they'd slip over pretty easy. Just mm-hmm. slip out on over. That old goose head pretty easy. She'd wear it like a ring mm-hmm. around her neck. Now, you could find your tap next morning on that old goose's neck, but you couldn't get it off. And that's meanest.
That was meanest.
Yeah.
Well, is an axle on a wagon, is that the same thing? Have you ever heard that called an X?
Ox?
An X. No.
Well, how do you spell it? What?
E, just E-X.
E-X.
No. You just always heard it called axle?
Well, they axle and E-X might be abbreviation for axle.
Mm-hmm.
And now, some of them are, of course, all I know about axle, just axle, and it's wood.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them wood, and then the Army come out with steel axle.
Oh,
later on, they, you know, the Army and then when the cavalry, you know, they used to have a cavalry and you're in the First World War and long and Civil War, they had steel axles and things like that. But the regular old wagons and things, they all had wooden axles.
Uh-huh.